Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release, the government roadmap, the quartet statement, and the continuation of this war. All of them serve America's plan to detach Darfur. The Sudanese ambassador to Washington, Mohammed Abdullah Idris, announced the government's commitment to the roadmap that he announced, which ends with organizing free elections and international monitoring, in which the people choose who will represent them. This announcement came in a press conference held by the ambassador on Saturday, November 8, 2025, and on September 14, 2025, a Sharq al-Awsat newspaper reported a statement by the foreign minister, Muhyiddin Salem, in which he said, quote, "The roadmap that the government prepared and handed to the United Nations earlier represents the main reference for moving forward towards achieving peace in the country, affirming that it reflects the aspirations of the Sudanese people." So what is this document that was presented secretly to the UN Secretary General? And why was it kept confidential until it leaked to the media? The most dangerous thing that came in this roadmap, which Independent Arabia published on April 3rd, 2025, i.e., about a month after it was submitted, where the document was presented to the UN Secretary General on March 10, 2025, and according to the document, that the government of Sudan adopts this roadmap so that there can be a ceasefire. But it must be accompanied by a complete withdrawal from Khartoum State and Kordofan and the vicinity of Al-Fashir and concentration in the states of Darfur, which can accept the presence of the militia within a maximum period of 10 days. This means that the government has no objection to the presence of the rapid support forces in the Darfur region. And the former foreign minister Ali Youssef was dismissed because he revealed what was secret, where he said in media statements, quote, "As for the withdrawal of the rapid support forces, it was the result of a prior agreement," where he explained, "Either we fight and the war is decided militarily and the defeated surrender, or the initiative presented to the RSF is implemented, which begins with their withdrawal to specific areas that welcome them, and they are areas of their tribal strongholds." Sky News Arabia, 18 April 2025. There is no doubt that what came in the roadmap was expressed by the former foreign minister, threatens the unity of the country by recognizing the legitimacy of the RSF in the Darfur region as its tribal stronghold, and that legitimizes a very dangerous practical step towards detaching Darfur from Sudan. We in Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya Sudan, warned, and we still warn, against identification with the conspiracies of the infidel Kafir colonial West, especially America, which separated South Sudan with a plan closer to what is happening now. And we explained that the quartet led by America, which equated the army and the RSF, its purpose was to drive the two sides to negotiations based on a consensual compromise solution between two entities. So what is taken from this and what is taken from that, which ultimately leads to the separation of Darfur. Also, proceeding with the war on the basis on which it is proceeding now did not lead to its resolution, but rather to prolonging its duration. The expansion of the RSF and the opening of more supply lines and its control, because the military leadership fights while its eye is on the negotiations, therefore it has not ceased to welcome the efforts of America's envoy, Mossad Balush. In short, the government roadmap, the quartet statement, and the continuation of the war on the same basis all ultimately lead to what America wants, the tearing apart of Sudan by detaching Darfur. We have been bitten from this hole before, a war of attrition, retreats, and advances, the negotiations by which the Kafir colonial achieves his malicious goals of tearing apart our country. And between war and negotiations, everyone and anyone interferes in our affairs. The way out of this situation is only in the great ideology of Islam, which we have excluded from our life and from resolving our disputes. So we entered into a duality of two opposites that achieve the interests of the Kafir colonizer. O people of Sudan, all of you, military and civilian, begin correcting the course of your lives and reestablish your lives on the basis of the great Islam with a Khilafah, Caliphate on the method of the Prophethood, and make Islam alone the basis for resolving your disputes and contentions. Whoever bears arms against the state is asked to lay down his arms to hear his grievance, otherwise he is fought until he lays them down, and no mediator is allowed to walk between the state and its subjects on the basis of a consensual compromise solution. Thus, how if the one claiming mediation is the Kafir colonial enemy who ignited the war, and we know his mediation from before? Is there not among you a man of sense? A believer is not bitten from the same hole twice, so will you allow America to bite you from the same hole again? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Al-Anfal 24. Ibrahim Uthman Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Sudan.